Elaine, anything more from you?
Yes. I'm sorry, but we're back to the dog poo again. I've had a couple of reports from one person in particular who had to take his children home from the Victoria Park play area. They had both his little boys had walked through dog mess that was hidden under the sand in the play area. And he is convinced that the only thing that we can do is to fence off that play area. So we're back to that again, I'm afraid, because that can't go on. That's terrible.
Well, we've tried two or three times, but the council won't agree to have it fenced off.
I know. That's their problem, but we can't have kids covered in dog poo either.
I know.
So the kids, the council officers are adamant that a fence will create other problems in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So the place where people are most likely to be lying around on grass and what have you is outside the play area,
mm-hmm. on
the cricket pitch and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
If the dogs are kept out of the play area, well, they're more likely to be on the other area. He seems to argue that if they're within the play park area, they're more likely to be under control. But that's also not always the case.
No, it's not happening. I wonder if we even were to put some signage up to say, please don't take your dogs into the children's play area, or, you know, would that be better than having... Would they allow that rather than having a fence? Would it make any difference?
No.
I am aware of one. Oh.
Hello.
Sorry. I am aware of one person who, she's elderly and she's allowing her dogs to run in, and it is expecting other people to lift up. It's such a difficult situation, but I just don't know what to. If Norma was around, I have an idea.
The poo fairy on that lamp, is that coming? Are we getting it or are we not getting it? Can we not kind of put it somewhere near the park so that they can have the excitement of putting the light on? Remember that poo fairy?
Yes, I do.
Person. Yeah. But that
she never
lamp,
got back to us, Val, about it.
That's not going to work in this thing.
Well,
but
maybe if the light goes on every time, I don't know how it works. If the light goes on every time they put poo in it, there might be a wee bit exciting for them. So they'll want to put poo in it. I've no idea how it works. I just remember that person coming to the meeting thinking she was the poo fairy, which I found highly amusing. But I thought, well, do we pursue her and say, hello, how does your lamp work? Or I'm just trying to think of ways that people might want to. If it lights up every time you put poo in it, then people will want to.
No, they won't.
But they might. Well, we've got to look at it positively.
Well,
but they might.
Yes, but it's just...
Mm-hmm. Can we go back to the council again, Victor, and approach it again, the idea of the fencing? I know they've said no once, but is there any harm in going back to them and asking them to look at it again?
Or signage, or, you know, just something that will sort of dissuade people from taking their dogs into the sandy parts.
So we had a bit of a focus on this about, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
We did have some signs up around Aberfeldy, which we put up ourselves, or it wasn't us, but there were signs put up. They seemed to be effective for a short period of time.
Mm.
So I don't think there's any problem about putting up some signage to try and deter people.
Mm-hmm.
How about something designed by children, like a wee competition or something? I'll volunteer to buy the prize, because obviously that's an issue with things like that. Because obviously drawings by children, if they write something, maybe one of the primary classes or something could be engaged. Would you let your dog miss here where we play or something? Please leave our play area clean. Maybe something like that.
So this is what was done 2 years ago, Karen. There was, I think it was an initiative up at the school where they designed signs for us. And that seemed to me to be a good thing to do. And it was combined with better availability of bags and stuff as well. So I think we just have to refresh the basics. I'm pretty sure the council will not go with the fence. And they give their reasoning for that before. And I think they're pretty adamant they're not going to do that. Bill?
It seems to me that the problem is not with dogs, it's with some dog owners. And none of those things you mentioned are going to change their behavior and their habits. Mm-hmm. The only thing that will do so is if they are caught and fined and named and shamed. I really think that's the only way that they will have any change in this filthy cultural habit.
I think there is some evidence that getting the kids involved is a good thing, and that kind of shames them to some degree. So I think there is something in that.
Then we'll do both.
Is it worthwhile putting on the community page again about reporting it to the warden and that kind of thing, like what people can do? Because I know there's been a few people on saying, oh, I saw somebody letting their dog foul, but they didn't do anything about it. They didn't speak to the people. They knew who they were. They didn't, it is kind of time to name and shame these people to get them to stop doing it. And, if everybody knows the process of reporting it and whatever you do, if you know them.
I can certainly do that. I can.
I don't know if you're allowed to take pictures of them or whatever else, but if they're doing wrong, then hey-ho.
Mm-hmm.
So, Elaine, could you do a little sort of short information note that we could use on Facebook or elsewhere? Just essential phone numbers. And your legal responsibility if you're reporting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need one person, doesn't need a witness, all this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And just make it a short, simple information note so that people know their rights.
Okay. Could we ask Perth and Kinross to put some signs up saying dogs are not allowed in the play park area of the park? Because then if people approach them and say, why is your dog here? And they say, I'm allowed to have my dog here. There's no sign saying I can't. Whereas if the council put signs up saying no dogs allowed within the play area, as they have in lots of other parks and other local authority areas. Mm-hmm. So if the council put it up, then at least people are aware that the dogs shouldn't be there.
Xander, can you ask, could the council do that?
I was just going to say, with regards to restricting, because I've asked, I had a similar issue in the law, create the recreation ground and asked for a fence around it at the request of parents at the time, and that was declined swiftly and robustly for the same reasons, because there's a council-wide policy against it. I'm not aware of signage being allowed restricting dogs. I know from my own experience in terms of the access code that basically you're allowed to take them wherever. I think we could probably put up advisory signage saying, please, consider, keeping your dog under control in this area, etc. But there is issues around totally restricting. I would think I will go and investigate that, but I'm aware of there being issues around the access code in that respect, so I will go and investigate this one a bit further. So I think the main thing, sorry.
My instinct, Xander, is it's much easier for us to do this than the council to do it. And we can, especially if it's not strictly legal, we can do something a bit less formal, and that might have more effect.
I'm obviously not going to to suggest that you should do anything that is not within the the letter of the law. However, I do think that what you were suggesting around getting children to write, you know, make posters and stuff, I think that could be very effective because, you know, I think the, as we saw with things like the secondhand smoke campaigns, got a lot of grandparents to stop smoking, these sorts of things. People sometimes just need reminders about the consequences of their actions. That would be my, I'll stop there, I think.
There's some advisory signage with the kids involved?
Yeah, please keep our play park safe or clean or...
Is that something you took a lead on before, Lorraine?
It's not, but I can do. I could. Well, we could do some with the kids at ABC. Some of ours are maybe a bit young, but we could maybe try and get the school involved.
Yeah, that would be good if we could get onto that.
Mm-hmm.
I might be able to help with this as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could just have pictures of kids, like drawings or something, you know, keep our park clean. And just put them on stakes all over the park, if to, you know, shame them.
I think just signs up saying you are being watched, and that's it.
Good idea.
We are.
What bothers me is when they're out walking their dogs, they're on their phones, their dogs are miles behind them, and they don't actually know what's going on. And I've seen it time and time again on the golf course. You know, people are just so busy.
Yeah. I'm picking up two others apart from my own almost every day.
It drives me mental.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
There's Lorraine, Elaine, and Karen have all got things to do there.
Cool. Communicate
between the three of you.
No. And we've got a plan this week with ABC to get all the dog poo bag things that we put around town. Get them refilled and reposition some of them and get them all up and running again. So we'll try and get on top of that and get all the dispensers and things back out and filled up.
I'll have some informal chats with the primary teachers, see if there's a class that might be the right age and if they've got the capacity, because obviously don't know their workloads.
Okay, good. Thank you, Karen.